All right, scratch my back, baby. Get down to it. That's Taj Mahal with Scratch My Back. I like that song. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We are coming back to you for our second hour. If you're just joining us, let me go ahead and reintroduce everybody. Let's see. Across the table from me is Hannah Claire. She's still here.
That's me.
Across, next to her, to her right, is my blushing bride, Stephanie.
Hello.
Jack is not with us this evening and may not be with us much longer.
Has the flu
of 18. It's killing people right and left. Like I said earlier, if you haven't gotten the flu yet, go get it.
Go get it.
Because if you get it now, it's not going to be as bad as it will be next week.
Oh, stop. Stop.
It's evolving.
Knock it out this weekend. We have Ty Ginn in the studio this evening with his green hair.
Yeah.
He was trying to give me some ukulele lessons during the break. My name is Mark, and I'll be your host. Still be your host. Continue to be your host for the rest of the evening.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And PW tweeted, there will be no perfect head next Thursday because he will be at the Jake Shimabukuro show.
Jake Shimabukuro?
At the Capitol.
Man. Well, yeah. If he while he's there, if he would, because fellow Yukist, Jake and I are kind of tight, you know. So just tell him, hey, Marco says, hey.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I'm sure he'll know exactly.
Yeah, right. All right. That
All right,
guy.
You just wait. I have him on the show one time.
I think we should get with PW and see if we can broadcast the Jake Shimabukuro show live on RadioSt.Pete.com.
How do we do that? We can't even figure out how to turn our mics on most of the time.
Yeah, but PW knows what he's doing.
All right.
Hook us up, PW. We got to do some live remotes.
Mm-hmm, we do. We need to get PW here in the studio.
Yes.
Or we could go to him. I'm sure he's got a much better studio than we do.
Right.
I think ours is pretty cool looking, though.
Ours is pretty cool looking.
Mm-hmm. I just don't know that we have the correct equipment.
Right. Well, maybe he could come and help us with that.
We may very well have the correct equipment. We just don't know how to use it.
Right. We don't know what buttons to push, really.
We're not big on reading instructions.
Have you ever read an instruction?
I look at pictures of it.
Yes, yes.
Look at pictures.
I'm not sure this came with any pictures.
All right. So let's talk about sportsman.
Sportsman.
Seems like there's something big happening this weekend. Ty, do you have any idea?
Is it Super Balls?
Nope, not Super Balls. It's the Super Bowl. Yep, it's Super Bowl LII. Hannah Claire, do you have any idea what LII translates to in American speak?
Isn't it 60-something?
No.
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 50-something?
52.
52.
How they get 52 out of LII, I have no idea. This is like an algebra thing. You start throwing numbers and letters together.
L is 50 in Roman numerals.
Oh, well.
Big brains on you.
Good for you. Yay. Oh, so are you saying that LIII would be 53?
Yes.
Okay.
That'll
so
be the next
year's
one, bub.
Super Bowl will be LIII.
And the one after that will be LIV, which is 54.
I'm going to need an IV after this show. I'm still suffering from my flu.
Yes. Well, PW says, it's sounding good tonight. Don't touch any buttons. So
you hear that, Hannah?
Don't touch anything.
Don't touch it.
I won't let Mark anywhere near it, I promise.
Yeah, right. I don't mess with it anyway.
Except for when you
do. Shoot, I just show up here and run my mouth.
Right. That you do. That you do.
Yeah, sometimes it comes together, sometimes it don't. So anyway, the New England Patriots are going to be facing the Philadelphia Eagles Sunday in Minnesota at the U.S. Bank Stadium. Game time is 6:30 on Sunday. Who are we rooting for?
Eagles.
Not me.
Gotta say.
Nope. I don't like the Patriots, and I really don't like the Eagles. So I'm going to go with the Patriots just because, look.
They're going to win anyway.
Eagles fans are jerks, and right, the Patriots are going to win anyway.
Probably.
This will be Tom Brady's 8th Super Bowl.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah, well, the bookmakers, the bets are coming in, and it's pretty, from what I've seen, it looks like it's pretty equal.
Mm-hmm. Did you see or hear about the video that's going around? It's become viral now of Tom Brady kissing his 11-year-old son.
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
Well, apparently his son, Tom Brady, is like shirtless, getting a massage in his house by a dude. Okay. Which, you know, look. That's
whatever. Yeah,
that happens.
Not that there's anything wrong with it.
No. His son.
He's just jealous.
His son comes in the room and asks his dad if he can, I guess, go online and check his fantasy team or something like that.
Right.
And Tom says, well, what do I get? And the kid runs over and gives him a kiss. And Tom goes, well, that was just a peck. Right. So the kid runs back over and gives him a longer kiss, all of about 2 seconds. And now it's gone viral. People are like, oh, my God, this is ridiculous. Who kisses their kid on the mouth and da 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 da? And I was listening to this radio show today, and Roger and JP. JP comes from an Italian family. He says that his father has kissed him on the mouth ever since he can remember and still does, you know.
Right.
Yeah. My dad has kissed me on the mouth and still does. I'm 53 years old.
Right.
I don't kiss either one of my kids on the mouth because they're gross.
Because they're gross.
I do. Hannah doesn't like it, so no. I usually just kiss her on the cheek. No, but I'll kiss Ty on the mouth. Me.
I mean, I can remember when Ty was just a little boy. It was like, put your whips up.
Well, she did the same thing. Yeah, it wasn't until she became a teenager that she got all.
That's weird.
Well, now, I mean, tell you honestly, I don't know.
Hold on, I'm going to pierce my nipples.
I don't know what the hell either one of them are into, so it's not like I'm like jumping over anything to kiss them on the mouth. You know? But I don't find it's a big deal.
No.
I don't think it's a big deal when my dad kisses me. Like, I'm not leaning in to kiss him.
No.
But I don't shy away from it. It's just something I've my whole life.
Right.
You know, I mean, to me, it's a natural thing.
Right.
Some of the people that I heard call into this radio station show today were like, oh my God, that's just gross. And
he's sexually abusing his kid.
Well, he made that.
You're not supposed to kiss kids in a sexual. It's not sexual.
It's not sexual. That's right. A love kiss.
And they were saying, well, the kiss lasted too long. Oh, it was like 2 seconds.
Who's timing it?
Right.
I mean, for Pete's sake.
Yeah.
Come on,
God,
Pete.
Get over
anyway,
it.
So that was one of the things I heard on the radio today. It's like, come on. I mean, look, so many people are so against Tom Brady, they'll look for anything to cut him down.
No, it's more than that. So many people are just so uptight about, oh, my God, this and oh, my God, that. And this is bad and wrong. And, you know, they look for and live for things to be bad and wrong.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's, whatever.
Anyway, so like I say, the Super Bowl is Sunday. Do we have any plans on, we're going to have any big eats? The game starts at 6:30.
We are.
What are you thinking about?
I'm crafting.
You usually do a very good job putting out a good spread. Yeah. I mean, you put out a spread for like an army. None of the kids could give a rat's ass about the game.
No.
So it's me and you.
Right.
I'll eat.
Yeah, they walk through and nibble.
Not until you start kissing me on the mouth.
Ooh.
All right, gay.
You are.
Ooh.
Yeah, right.
Mm. No, I've been I'm rolling some things over in my mind.
Rolling or mulling?
Mulling, rolling. Rolling, because I'm thinking of maybe some of those.
You're going to be rolling tonight when those poles flip.
Reuben bites. Yes. And
Reuben bites
and some grease meat cheese.
Some grease meat cheese and maybe some meatballs. Because it's going to have to be dinner, too.
Hanky pankies.
Hanky pankies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Haven't had those in a while.
That. Yeah. Yeah. Some good stuff.
All right. Turning to the NHL.
Yes.
My Tampa Bay Lightning beat the Calgary Flames 7-4 last night in Calgary.
Still melting ice.
Still melting ice. My Bolts are currently 35-13-3 and still have the best record in the NHL.
Woo!
Yep, next up for the Bolts, they face the Canucks tomorrow night in Canada, because I don't know where the Canucks are from. I just assume they're from Canada. At 10 o'clock p.m., go Bolts.
Go Bolts.
Yep, they're still in first place in their division, still have the best record in hockey. You know, they've had, like, they had a bit of a skid right before the All-Star break. And, you know.
Bounce just, right back.
Well, they're you know, they're winning a couple, losing a couple.
And that's fine.
But they're still.
Nobody's,
you know,
pulled a groin yet.
That doesn't happen till the playoffs. And we got rid of that tall bastard. He plays for another team now.
You're so bad.
Go pull your groin somewhere else.
Go pull your groin somewhere else.
You big, so bad.
You big baby.
We're over it.
Hey, so I wanted to tell you about this Italian village. And this is something that could change our lives, really.
We need to be looking at the map. And
Mom
the
was
globe
telling me today on the phone. We were talking. She's like, "This weekend we're pretty busy. We got like Localtopia we want to go to. We got the Brocante Market that we love to go to.
Brocante.
That's open this weekend, which I love.
Absolutely love Brocante.
Yeah. And then she says there's a couple of open houses that I want to go see. Mom is dying to buy a new house, and she drops it on me. I want to be out of this house by next Christmas. So.
Ambitious.
Stuff's got to happen.
No, we got a lot of stuff to do.
We got a lot of stuff to do. Right. Anyway, I saw this article, and this is sort of enchanting, and it's almost like a dream. It's an Italian village is selling homes for $1.25 so it doesn't become a ghost town.
Yes.
What's wrong with them?
Well, I'm not so sure that there's anything wrong with them. The Italian town of Ololaia, or Ololaia, is selling 200 homes for $1.25 in an effort to lure new residents. The village's population has declined significantly in the past 50 years.
But why?
Plague. No.
There you go. Yeah.
No, not that. I'm just kidding. Not that. It does
no
not say. It
plumbing.
Does not say why. It says now. Here's where is this village? It's on the Mediterranean island of Sardinia.
Oh, well, there you go.
That's where they make the pizza fish.
What?
Sardinia.
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 Mm-hmm. Well, what's wrong with that island, honey?
I don't know.
There's nothing there.
Perfect.
I wanted to go on Google Earth and
you
see if I could
to
find
Publix
this place.
I don't care.
You will.
Oh, here. It says, over the past half century, the town's population has declined by 2,250 people to just 1,300. And now there are hundreds of abandoned homes. So basically, they're going to start selling these abandoned homes for $1.25. What the catch is that within 3 years... you have to do upgrades to the house to the tune of $25,000.
Still.
Hell yeah. I just think about that movie that I saw with, what's that actress, what's her name?
Melissa Gilbert?
No. The one where she gets divorced, she goes over to Italy, she buys the villa, and it's like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
I'd do that all day.
Yeah.
Mamma Mia?
That's another one that's very it's similar.
Under the Tuscan sun.
Something like that. Yeah. I want to be under the Sardinian sun.
We should go. And Ty, the Publix.
Let's Google Earth it.
The Publix question. That's what we do. Yeah. We start the grocery store that has better subs than Publix.
No, we're gonna bring marijuana to Italy. We're gonna legalize it.
Marijuana.
We're
going to
hook up with Jeff Bezos and Warren Buffett, and we're going to have our own health care over there, too.
Right.
Death metal.
Right.
We'll get the solar panels up right. And the wind turbines.
Yeah. This is, according to CNN, the village has already sold 3 houses, and more than 100 people from across the world have expressed interest. There's no time to waste.
There's no time to waste.
All right, we're going to end the show right now.
Yeah, we got to go.
We got to start Googling some stuff.
We need 3 or 4 houses.
Yeah.
So we can pack up and move there by Christmas.
Yeah, can you imagine if we bought 3 houses for, what, $1.25, $1.25, $1.25, that's $3.75, right? And then over the next 3 years, we got to come up with $75,000. Right?
To put into them.
I mean, come on.
That's nothing.
We can do that.
At night. The island is infested with man-eating shark people.
Well, what are jobs?
Well, so we'll get a flamethrower.
That's it. Good segue, hon.
Yeah, thanks. Aren't I good at that?
Working on
it. Elon Musk has now sold out of his flamethrowers.
Damn it.
Did you see a picture of him, Ty?
Yes. Cool as hell.
He developed these flamethrowers, and he was selling them at $500 a pop. His goal was to sell 20,000 of them. And basically to raise $10 million. All that money was going to go to the Boring Company, which was founded in 2016.
It's not very interesting.
Well, that's part of his dream, is to bore these tunnels underground that he's going to make like highways and stuff like that to ease traffic above ground. Right,
and so, combat the polar shift.
I have comments about that, but we won't talk about it here.
All right. Well, don't then. There are some people that are not so happy about him coming out with flamethrowers, especially this dude who is like a what is his position over there in California? He's kind of like a city council member,
and
he's like, what in the hell? We've had some of the worst wildfires in history, and this jackass is coming out with flamethrowers.
Well,
look, your zombie apocalypse kit is not complete.
Well, that's one of the things.
That's
one of the selling points. Is that what person would not want one of these flamethrowers? Considering that the zombie apocalypse is on its way. What do you think is going to happen when the poles flip?
That's really the wrong weapon for zombies, but okay.
Well, that's whatever. Any weapon.
If you can't bash their brains in, you might as well cook them.
No.
No.
So is it classified as a weapon or?
No, he acts like it's a party favor.
Cool.
We'll have one at happy hour.
It does say here, it says works against hordes of the undead. Or your money back.
No, it doesn't.
It says that right here.
No.
I'm telling you what it says, Ty.
Flamethrower is the worst weapon for zombies.
All right.
Because then what? All their little ashes start trying to eat you?
Musk.
No, but it spreads the disease through the air, and they don't die fast enough, so now they're just on fire.
Oh,
it says Musk had advertised the flamethrowers as guaranteed to liven up any party.
Yes, I can see that.
Drawing a huge reaction.
So were all of these flamethrowers sold to people in Florida?
Mostly.
I'm afraid to ask.
The band was hoping to get one.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Thought
that'd be
good.
Cool for the stage show.
Mosh or else.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know.
Dance.
How cool would it be if you're on stage and you just shoot out the flame just above everybody's heads and everybody walks out looking like Friar Tuck?
Good show, man. Good show.
The top of their head
smoke's
is
coming
smoking
off.
And there's no hair. Their scalp is blistered.
You melted my brain.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, but the Italian village sounds quaint.
It does, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Hey, do we want to play a game?
We can.
All right, why don't we do that? Because now all of a sudden I have to use the potty.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Too much information.
Yeah. I forgot to play this, Hannah.
Oh.
I don't know if you remember. This is from the Wayback Machine. Check this out.
Hold on. What? The Marco radio show? That show sucks. But the music is bad.
I can't hear it anyway. I don't get headphones.
Well, I heard it. Yeah. Everybody out there in radio world heard it.
Well, then I guess
maybe you should start wearing headphones.
Well, maybe if you guys gave me a pair. Mine got eaten months ago.
Here, play. Go ahead, play it again.
All right, ready?
Hold on. What? The Marco radio show? That show sucks.
It does.
But the music is badass.
Thank you. Thank you, Hannah.
Yeah, no problem. On point.
Good work. Good work.
And he just
still
played
applies.
That twice.
Yes.
Still applies.
See, now I want to play with my buttons.
Yeah, see? Here he goes. Pushing all of his buttons.
Oh, crap.
This is something. I should have pushed this button after I talked about Fire and Fury.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Tell him, Ronnie. Tell him.
The devil himself.
Mm. Right.
Ty, this is what I think of you.
You dick.
I didn't know you had that one.
Yes. Oh, this one's good too.
Always remember, others may hate you. But those who hate you don't win unless you hate them. And then you destroy yourself.
I hate you. So perfect. I'm going to destroy myself. That's tricky, Dick. Anyway, let's take a quick break and we'll come back. Want to play? What are we going to play?
We can play Stump the Chump if I can find it in this pile.
All right. Well, you got a couple of minutes.
Okay. Perfect.
All right. We're gonna play this song, and I really like this song. It's called Groovy Little Things, and it's by an artist called Ted Hawkins. My dad turned me on to this guy several years ago, and you're not ever going to hear him on the radio, but maybe someday P.W. Fenton might play it on Perfect Head. This is Groovy Little Things, everybody. We're going to come back and play something.
Something. I don't know yet.
We'll be right back. Groovy little thing that I love to hear. She put my heart in motion whenever she takes a notion to tell me the groovy little thing. She whispers sweet nothings in my ear and tell me, baby, don't worry, I am here. And oh child, she make me know I'm a man. Whenever she can, he's in love and in awe. Through the night and say those groovy things that make me feel all right. My baby, she tastes like everybody. We are back, and that's Groovy Little Things by Ted Hawkins. I'm not exactly up on his whole story, but I think what my dad told me was that he was discovered when he was homeless, basically just singing, I think, in Venice Beach, I think. He was sitting like there on the boardwalk or whatever, singing, you know, as a homeless guy, and was discovered. I think that's part of the story. It could be wrong. I bet PW knows. Ted Hawkins.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. I love it. Let's see what else. Oh, hey.
Hey.
I hope everybody got a chance to check out the Super Blue Blood Moon.
Yes.
What day was that? That was the 31st. So that was what, Wednesday morning, right?
Wednesday morning.
Yeah, that was Wednesday morning. As a matter of fact,
after Anthrax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steph and Ty went down to the beach to check it out. I got because I was sick that morning. I could see it out the back, but I didn't get to see like the whole thing. Not as good as you guys did.
Oh no, we had a spectacular view.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. What they say that when that happens, I guess the moon is like 16,000 miles closer.
Yes.
Than it normally is.
Yes, and looks like it's right on top of us. It's huge.
I know how bright it was outside. Yeah.
Yes. So yes. Cool. It was phenomenal.
Right.
And you know, traffic was terrible, which never
going
happens.
Going to the beach that early. You guys were getting down
and
there.
And no parking.
What time does the moon set? It seemed like you guys were down there around 7 o'clock or something like that.
That morning, the moon set at 7:17.
Yeah.
I looked that up specifically because it does change, you know.
Pretty cool.
It was pretty awesome.
It's stuff like that that makes you realize that we actually live on a planet.
Right.
Yeah. And we're surrounded by other planets.
And
we're just out there floating around like everybody else.
Right. We may have absolutely no control over anything.
You can't tell me that we're the only ones.
I know.
I mean, this is just too damn easy.
It seems like it.
There's got to be somebody. There's got to be like a mirror image of us out there somewhere.
Yeah.
That's doing the same thing, but maybe even a little bit better, maybe a little bit worse.
Or just backwards.
Or maybe they're living the same thing that we're living, like they're behind us. They haven't. Maybe they're just wrapping up the Vietnam War, or maybe they're 20 years ahead of us.
Right.
Maybe we're the ones that are behind.
Maybe we're the ones that are behind.
Hmm.
Hmm.
You should watch Rick and Morty.
Where's Carl Sagan when you need him?
Yeah. Right.
I can call regular Sagan.
call regular Sagan. he'll have some input for us.
Yeah, Ty's buddy Sagan. I wonder who he was named after.
No, but that is it's a crazy thought.
Yeah,
he's actually playing a show tonight at Brass Mug.
Oh, really?
Bloodbath and Beyond.
No, he's with his punk band, the Dead Cells.
Dead Cells.
Dead Cells. Mm. Nice. I liked them.
It's like a $5 show. Go see it.
Go see it.
Go see it.
Yeah, but it's all the way over in Tampa.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brass Mug.
Brass Mug.
Oh, speaking of other stuff going on tonight, Betty Fox is actually at the Hideaway Cafe.
Right.
Doing her live.
Oh, this is the acoustic. This is the
live acoustic recording.
Recording. So this is the one, if you're in the audience and you yell out, "Hey, Betty," you could be on the album.
Right. Right. And we're not there to yell out, "Hey, Betty."
Well, what time's that in?
No, we're not going to get there.
Yeah.
Well, let's pinch this thing off and get down there.
We could.
Yeah. So one of the other interesting things is Ty's band has been on hiatus, but it looks like they're going to have a new singer.
Yeah.
A black chick.
Yeah.
How does that work in death metal?
Very well.
I'm having
so
a hard
far.
Time imagining that.
Oh, it's going to be great.
What's her name?
Storm.
No, what's her real name?
Well,
they don't go by real names.
We're not going to disclose that yet.
What? So we just have to...
We've got Crash,
think of this
Riot,
Black Storm.
Yeah. Storm.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Works for me.
Riot, Storm.
Crash.
Captain Dave.
Captain Dave. He does look like Captain Morgan with that beard and mustache. Right?
And then The Machine.
Oh,
that's the drummer. Mark is The Machine. Yeah. Mark The Machine. Mm-hmm. Mom used to call me that back in the day.
Uh-huh. Gross. Stop.
Oh, funny. Comical.
Yeah. Anyway, hey, so we're going to play, what are we playing? Stump the Chump?
Well, we can either play 90s music trivia, Stump the Chump, or
like you're gonna do
Steakhouse or Gay Bar.
It's up to you.
You tell me.
What do you kids want to play?
Yeah, I don't know.
Didn't I win the 90s music trivia?
You know, it's funny because
it was the 80s one.
It might have been the 80s one.
Let's play Steakhouse or Gay Bar.
Okay.
All right.
That was fun. I like that.
I like it, too. It's pretty funny. Yeah.
Gobbler's Knob.
Gobbler's Knob.
Full of rodents. Yeah. Large rodents that are afraid of their shadow, so they go back inside for six more weeks.
It's a wormy sushi house.
Mm-hmm.
In Pennsylvania.
Ugh. Gross. All right. Steakhouse or Gay Bar?
Okay. How are we doing this? How did we do it last time?
I give the name, and we go around the table, and you guys tell me what you think it is, and okay. I tell you who's right and wrong.
No need to ring.
No need to ring.
Nice.
The first one, Safari Bar and Grill.
Didn't we already do that?
I don't have it marked off on my page.
Hannah Claire, what do you think it is?
Gay Bar.
Who's shaking the table?
Me, I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right, so Hannah says Gay Bar. Ty?
I'm going to say Gay Bar.
Safari Bar and Grill?
Yes.
Yeah, that's Gay Bar.
And you are all three correct.
Nice.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Next page. Hold on. Got another one. Delilah's.
Oh.
Mark, you go first.
That's like so obvious. I'm going Steakhouse.
Okay. Ty?
Gay Bar.
Okay.
Shoot.
Delilah's. Gay Bar or Steakhouse?
Let's go Gay Bar.
And Dad is correct. It is a steakhouse in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
The townhouse.
Well, sounds pretty gay.
Right next door to Gobbler's Knob.
Mm-hmm. The townhouse. Ty, why don't you go first this time?
That's a gay bar.
Hannah?
Yeah.
Mark?
I'm going to go steakhouse. What is that that's thumping?
There's still the tables rocking. Ty and Hannah are correct. The townhouse is a gay bar in New York.
All right.
Table 31.
Steakhouse.
Ty?
Steakhouse.
Mark?
I'm going steakhouse.
And it is a steakhouse in Philly. The Eagle.
What are we going to? First one to four?
Oh, I don't know because I can't really keep track that well. We'll just do a few.
What is that noise?
It's...
What? I don't know. I'm not doing anything.
I'm not blaming you, but there's a thumping.
The fan.
No, it's not.
I don't know. All right, are we doing this or not? The Eagle?
Is there a helicopter outside? I mean, what's happening? Hear it?
No.
The whole table is shaking. It's you.
Me?
Why is
Are we having an earthquake?
Why is everything shaking?
Why is everything shaking? God, what's happening? No. Are you leaning on the table?
Call up Kim Jong-un.
There.
Is that big of a deal?
Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
That's better.
Okay. Moving on.
All right.
Christ.
Well,
you know, I'm trying
it.
To concentrate here.
You act like this is reading Fire and Fury.
I feel like I got my head on Big Mama's chest. Bum, 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 bum.
All right, back to the game. The right. Eagle. Mark?
What? Oh, the Eagle?
Hannah?
What?
I'm trying to concentrate.
The Eagle is going to be a steakhouse.
That's a gay bar.
And Ty is correct. Damn the man. Eagle is a gay bar in New York City.
New York.
Hindquarter.
Come on.
Gay bar.
Don't do it.
I'm not doing it.
So whoever's touching the damn table is doing it.
You're doing it.
I didn't touch the table.
Hannah, don't touch the table.
I'm not touching the table. I'm touching that table.
Great. It's going to start shaking next. Hindquarter. Hannah said gay bar.
Oh, hindquarter's gay bar.
That's a steakhouse.
And Ty is correct. It is a steakhouse in Santa Cruz.
I beg to differ.
You think these cookies are still good?
Yeah. Varsity Lounge.
Gay bar.
Gay bar. Gay bar.
Mark?
I'm going steakhouse.
And you would be incorrect. All right, this will be our last one.
All right.
But Ty's gotten almost, I think Ty's gotten all of them, haven't you?
Well.
What's that supposed to mean, buddy?
And so for...
What should I say there?
And so for our last establishment, it is called Ty's.
Gay bar.
Steakhouse,
sure.
Gay bar?
That's straight up gay bar.
Steakhouse.
And Ty is incorrect on that one. Ty's is a gay bar right. in New York City. So don't go there if you ever visit.
Yeah, I guess not.
Well, you could. I mean, you could say you're the owner.
So who yeah. won?
Oh, well, Ty won.
Oh.
Ty had the most.
Way to go, Ty.
The only one he missed was his namesake.
I know all about the lettuce, gay bacon, and tomato.
Yeah.
Right.
That's, do you own Ty's in New York City?
What if I did?
Oh.
Hannah.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
I still can't hear.
And she still can't hear.
I'm eating cookies, asshole.
I'm eating cookies. I don't care.
Just quit thumping the table.
I'm not touching it.
All right. So what are we going to talk about now? No, see, don't do that. See, so it was you all along.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
It was you, you old bitch.
What?
Hey.
Wow. Everybody has been thrown under the table. There, I gave her my headphones and I took Jack's.
What are we going to do in the polls? Can't even get along now.
Jesus Christ.
All right, stop it.
This
it.
Is why we didn't get a flamethrower.
You should have gave her a helmet.
Oh my God, she's going to wear the whole bucket of cookies.
So where do you suppose Florida ranks as far as a state goes?
Worst.
Florida is the worst state in the nation in every way.
It's a
according
shithole.
To new rankings. Ty, you've never liked the state of Florida.
No,
I
haven't.
I think it's very good. I dig it. I love Why? The weather. I'm not crazy about the cold weather, but I do like the nice, beautiful beaches, and I like the warm weather. I like the palm trees.
I like right. Tampa Bay death metal, and that's about it.
Tampa Bay death metal, and that's about it. There is what do you suppose this is ranked on? This ranking of the worst. Apparently, this Thrillist definitive and final ranking. Wait a minute, Thrillists.
Wait a minute.
Definitive and final ranking of all 50 states list ranked the states based on everything, specifically the state's contributions to America, like inventions, food and drink, somewhat productive famous people, and unique physical beauty, among other things. And Florida came in last? Dead last?
Yeah.
There's a lot of celebrities that live here. Maybe they're not contributing. But we have a lot of beautiful beaches down here.
Right. That we do have.
Food and drink. We have a lot of great restaurants down here.
I mean, we just went to gators and pythons and rednecks and old
people. Yeah, but that's not the entire state.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
A lot of our architecture is lacking. We have no public transportation to speak of.
Tract housing.
To me, I think one of the biggest drawbacks to our particular area is the lack of public transportation.
Right.
You know, you come down here on vacation and you have to drive and nobody knows where they're going. They create a hazard.
All right.
It's like strip malls, the state.
Well, what do you suppose the other states that came in last are, that are joining us in the bowels of the country?
Oklahoma.
Nope.
Oh, I think I saw Ohio.
There are five states that join us in the bowels of the country. Mm-hmm. Those states are Delaware, Ohio, Arizona, Utah, and Mississippi.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, remember how beautiful Utah was?
Oh, it was gorgeous.
Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, but they got those Mormons.
Well. And Arizona?
Arizona, it's hot there.
Yeah, it's great if you like a cat box.
Hot. With cactus.
So what are the top?
The top states. Now, this I find hard to believe. Michigan?
Michigan is number one?
Michigan is number one. Hmm. Somebody being nice to them?
Or is that...
just because it's cold, though.
Is that where the guy's from that did the poll?
I don't know.
That's where they got M&Ms.
Michigan, Maine, Kentucky. Come on, man. Wisconsin and Louisiana.
Wisconsin?
Wisconsin. Some of the nicest people you're ever going to meet.
Those
life.
They're very nice people, but cold as hell.
Don't you know?
Right.
Well, don't you know?
Michigan?
Michigan.
Oh, Michigan has four seasons.
And Louisiana. I like Louisiana,
slim shady,
but I
too.
Wouldn't call it one of the top states.
No. No. Look, Hurricane Katrina was how many years ago?
Right.
And they haven't put it back together?
Still don't have their act together.
They got a Waffle House on every corner, though.
Yes. Oh, yes, true. They do.
That's they have some important. Of the best music you're ever going to hear, though.
Yes. Well, maybe that's what they mean by contributions. What did we contribute? Marco Rubio, Jeb Bush.
Marco Radio.
Marco Radio. We're the best contribution they've got.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ty, if you're looking for a new job, you might want to consider Legoland in Florida. They're actually hiring a bunch of people, but they're only hiring part-time and seasonal people.
Mm.
See, I think if you go to Legoland, I think you're looking for a job as like a builder.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, these jobs are for like their concessions and stuff like that.
No.
Right. Well, they're going to be hiring 100 positions. So
I want to be a builder.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and again, Legoland, corporate America, they're hiring all part-time people.
Yeah.
Why don't they hire a couple of full-time people? Do you know why? It costs them too much money.
Well, they have enough full-time people, and they're the ones that are making all the damn money.
Well, I doubt they have very many full-time staff. That's part of the American way.
And they have to have really good health insurance.
It says that the Legoland Florida is owned by Merlin Entertainment, a UK-based company.
Oh, then they should get UK health benefits.
Oh, this company, this Merlin Entertainment, also operates the Coca-Cola Orlando Eye. That's that big Ferris wheel.
Oh, cool.
And Madame Tussauds Orlando.
Madame Tussauds Wax Museum.
Right.
That's cool.
One of the things I'm disappointed with the pier that I guess they're building down in St. Petersburg.
I guess.
I guess they're building.
I really wanted a big Ferris wheel.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
I thought that would have been so badass. And I think they were worried about hurricanes and stuff like mm-hmm. that. But how cool would it be if you had that big thing, that big Ferris, the wheel, and if you could just hydraulically lay it down?
Yeah.
You know, just lay it down.
Well, I mean, what are they building now?
I don't know.
Pier Park.
They got this big net thing that's supposed to be lit up. And people, the bird people are all pissed about it. They're like, oh, my God, birds are going to get stuck in it and... You know,
you're never going to make everybody happy.
No, I mean, it could look pretty, but it looks like a big net hanging in the air that's got, you know, it's
different colors. Well, I thought it was
birds in it.
I thought it was
got dead birds in it. Right?
I thought it was really cool looking.
It's cool looking, but it's, you know, you can see the hazard. You know, there's going to be birds in it.
Maybe the birds will be smart enough.
No.
To not. You have fishing line strung over the pools.
That's true.
How many dead birds do you see every day when you go in?
One a week. No, I'm just kidding.
Cut in half.
No.
No,
they're all just missing a wing. They get clipped on the way in by the string.
The whole idea of the string is because it interferes. It signals their echolocation.
Doesn't work at all. Doesn't work at all.
The birds fly right through it.
Yep,
so I don't think the big net's going to be a big issue either.
Yeah. I saw a bird hit one of the lines one time and he just sort of shrugged it off like,
I'm surprised they don't all line up and sit on there and just poop in the pool.
Crap in the pool.
Yeah. I mean, you see them on the telephone lines when they all flock together. You know, how fun would that be?
These are mainly ducks. And I don't think ducks are that agile. I don't think you're going to see a duck sitting on a line.
No, but they do come swim in the pool.
Yeah, they do.
The line
this morning,
doesn't keep them out.
I had to shoo a couple out this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Bastards.
Mm-hmm.
What else do we have? Hey, movies and entertainment.
Yes.
Black Panther. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, are you guys familiar with Mr. Rogers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it looks like they're going to be making a movie, and it's called You Are My Friend. Who do you suppose they're going to get to play Mr. Rogers?
Oh, I'm so excited. I am so excited. Hannah, it's one of your favorite actors.
Well, Robin Williams is dead, so.
Yeah. It's not going to be him, honey.
Tom Hanks?
Tom Hanks.
Nice.
Tom Hanks. Yeah, Will Smith.
Yeah,
Will,
I don't know when that movie's coming out.
Will Smith should be the neighbor down the street.
Right. Let's see. One of the songs that we play quite frequently at the end of the show, we're not playing it tonight. But
we have.
In the past, we've played Melanie's brand new key.
Yeah.
Melanie is actually turning, 71 years old? Is that right? 70? Yeah, her 71st birthday. They're going to have a celebration for her tomorrow night. Is that right? Is it tomorrow night?
The 3rd? February 3rd?
Does it say that?
Holy cow. We have gone completely off the rails here at the end of the show.
It is. It's tomorrow. 8 p.m. tomorrow night.
It is.
At the Hideaway Cafe, you can go and celebrate Melanie's 71st birthday, and she's going to play all four of her hits. Do you know that she was at Woodstock?
Wow.
Yep. She was at Woodstock. So, I mean, she's something. Do you know that she's lived in Pinellas County since the 90s?
No, I had no idea.
Yep.
No idea.
What do you suppose her real last name is?
Melanie...
What?
Morton Plant.
No, no, not that rich.
Melanie...
Sofka.
Oh.
Yeah, Sofka. Totally would have guessed that.
Was I?
Yeah.
Close. That was on the tip of my tongue.
Such a common name here in Pinellas County.
All right. Stop it. We already talked about Jake Shimabukuro.
Yes.
And then, of course, PW chimed in to make us jealous that he's going to the show Thursday, February 8th, over at the Capitol Theater. Have a good time.
Yeah. Have fun without us.
Yeah. Hey, here's a show that I wouldn't mind seeing. Hold on.
What?
Oh, my God.
Shake the table some more.
Push a button or something. Or don't.
Oh, I see.
Oh, my God.
Frankie Valli is coming to Ruth Ecker Hall Friday and Saturday, March 2nd and 3rd at 8 p.m. If you like this old doo-wop, get your ass over there. To see Frankie Valli.
I at least know his songs. I can sing along.
Hey, you can enter to win 2 front row tickets and dinner before the show.
Oh, that would be fun.
All you got to do is call RuthEckertHall.com.
Call?
Or no, go online and do that. Or you can call 727-791-7400. Frankie Valli, everybody. Walk like a man.
Walk like a man.
Not the Beach Boys.
Not the Beach Boys.
Kind of the same.
The Beach Boys, he used to be a Beach Boy and they kicked him out because his voice was too high.
Yeah.
Frankie
should have tried to join up with the Bee Gees.
Yeah, he would have fit right in.
Yep. Of course, he'd be dead now.
Yeah.
Like the rest of them. Let's see. Elton John tickets go on sale today. For his farewell tour. He's going to be here at Amalie Arena on November 28th.
How much do you think those cost?
A lot.
Yeah.
Going to be a ton of money. That's a good picture. We might need to keep that.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. We've seen Elton John.
Yeah. I haven't.
Yeah. Oh. We saw him with Billy Joel.
Right.
That's
been years ago.
That has been years ago. I'd like to see him by himself. I think that might even be a better show.
Yeah.
That show got to be a little bit long. They came out, they played each other's songs, and then one went off stage, and then they did a set, and then the other one came back once. It just got a little bit long. I'm not a huge fan of Billy Joel. I like Billy Joel, but I'm a much bigger fan of Elton John than Billy Joel.
Elton John's the real deal.
Yeah, I think so, too. So I'd like to see this final tour. I'm sure the tickets are going to be
outrageous.
Hey, Billy by the Joel. Way, I heard on the radio, it was either today or yesterday, that some of the tickets to get into the Super Bowl, and this is for seats in the end zone, $4,500.
Wow.
$4,500.
No.
You can watch it at home for free.
Faux free.
Faux free.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, what else? What movies do we have here? The recommended movies, according to Steeper Saul of the Tampa Bay Times. Number one, The Shape of Water. Number two, Call Me By Your Name. Number three is still I, Tonya. Number four, The Greatest Showman. And number five, Lady Bird. Of that five, I'd like to see Lady Bird.
Lady Bird.
Lady Bird's the one I want to go see. If you want to go and see some 80s classic movies over at the Tampa Theater, you can do that. They're going to have Rambo, First Blood.
What?
And they're also going to have Good Morning America. And this is happening at the Tampa Theater. And it starts tonight at 10:30 is Rambo, First Blood. And then tomorrow at 3 p.m., Good Morning America.
So, no, Good Morning Vietnam.
Yeah, yeah, that too. Good Morning America, they just got rid of what's his name because he was a bad actor.
Right, and totally different.
Totally different.
Than Robin Williams in Good Morning Vietnam.
Good Morning America. Now show me
your
boobs.
It's going to be hot. bad.
Hey, here's good news.
Well, finally.
Ever heard of El Chapo?
Yes.
Yeah. Remember the Mexican drug lord?
Yeah.
Well,
wow.
He has promised during his upcoming New York trial that he will not kill any jurors.
Oh.
He will not have any jurors murdered.
Real stand-up guy.
Well, yeah.
That's what, good of him.
What a guy.
He's also promised not to dig any tunnels.
Oh, okay. But I guess the judge and the prosecuting attorney,
right.
all bets are off.
Good old El Chapo.
Just won't kill
just
the jurors.
When you thought he was a bad guy, he's now promising not to kill any jurors.
Not the jurors. Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody else.
I do want to go over some of my quotes.
Okay.
Here at the end
and
of the show.
And we do need to wrap up a little.
Oh, I like this one.
I like it.
Always do sober what you said you'd do drunk.
Oh.
That'll teach you to keep your mouth shut.
That's good.
That came from Ernest Hemingway.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's deep.
He's brilliant.
Mm-hmm. The next one says, our country was founded by geniuses, but is being run by idiots.
Ooh.
Yes.
John F. Kennedy.
Nice.
And that's why he's dead.
It is impossible to persuade a man who doesn't disagree, but smiles.
Oh. Mm.
That came from Muriel Spark, whoever she is. The next one says, rudeness is the weak man's imitation of strength.
Yes.
That came from Eric Hoffer.
Oh, how true is that?
Yep. The world is full of magic things patiently waiting for our senses to grow sharper. That came from W.B. Yeats. And then this one you gave me just yesterday, honey. I will read that. I added that.
I like this one.
There is only one way to avoid criticism. Do nothing, say nothing, and be nothing.
Yeah.
Aristotle.
Yes.
All right.
John Morgan tweeted that yesterday, and I had to write it down. Because that is so true.
What am I going to do? Tighten the bolts on this table? What's happening?
I bumped it with my knee trying to cross my legs.
What we need is a little more room. But anyway, we need to wrap it up.
Wrap it up. All right, everybody. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio what?
StPete.com.
I'm supposed to say this.
You're supposed to say the Radio St. Pete part. Too much NyQuil.
Anyway, NyQuil. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful weekend. There's a lot going on here in town. We've got Localtopia. Mm-hmm. We've got
Brocante Market,
downtown St. Petersburg. And Steph's taking me out house shopping.
Yes.
Damn it.
And it's going to rain probably later Sunday.
Yep. We've got the Super Bowl on
Sunday. Right about kickoff time. So
it's
going to
be a busy
perfect.
Weekend.
Very busy
weekend. Listen, we enjoy speaking to you every Friday evening. We look forward to speaking to you again next Friday evening. And what else? Hannah Claire, do you have anything that you would like to add here at the end of the show?
Not particularly.
No? Steph?
Thanks for playing along, PW.
Yes, always.
You're the best.
Thank you so much. And
keep up the perfect head.
Oh, well, you know, here he is 2 weeks in and he's already taking a break so he can go say, Jake Shimabukuro.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
When do we take a break? Never.
I'm sick as a dog, Dan. Ty, do you have anything you want to add here at the end of the show?
Nope.
All right, everybody. I don't have anything to add other than Semper Fi, Devil Dogs, and I miss you, Mom.
Everyone love everyone.
All for one and one for all.
Balls to the wall or not at all.
All right. My dad gave me some grief last week because I didn't play a song by Hugh Masekela.
Oh.
I'm going to wrap up the show this evening with Grazing in the Grass by Hugh Masekela.
God rest his soul.
Happy weekend, everybody. Enjoy the nice weather. Go Patriots?
Giants. No. Eagles. Anybody but the Patriots.
All right. Talk to you next week. Good night.
That's it.